Okay, let's dive in. We're looking at two really significant dates in August that you mentioned. The third, a passing, and the seventh, a birthday.
That's right. And our sort of mission today is to explore what that means, you know, honoring legacy, dealing with inheritance complexities.
And finding wisdom in, well, both personal stories and some ancient texts. We're using that heartfelt tribute you shared, and also a passage from Luke 12.
And what's really striking is how they weave together these enduring values, but also unexpected challenges.
Let's start with Alfred P. Madera, a physician known for, well, the source mentions his kindness, integrity, wisdom, even his dry humor.
Yes, exactly. He taught these subtle lessons, didn't he? That goodness is often in the small things, the quiet gestures.
Right, and that a legacy isn't just about stuff, it's built through love, through service.
He deeply valued his family name, his heritage, saw it as this living thing representing unity, strength.
Symbolized by that Ocean City property in New Jersey. The place for laughter, stories.
Yeah, that was meant to be the anchor, the gathering spot across generations, a physical representation of that unity he cherished.
So his vision was clear: unity, shared joy, shared responsibility. But like in so many families, it wasn't quite that straightforward.
No, it wasn't. The sources, they reveal that despite his wishes, things got complicated. Understandings were tested.
Particularly around that Ocean City beach house, it seems.
His hope, as you captured it, was for all his children, sisters, brothers to come together, to share it all, the work and the fun.
Based on fairness, generosity, and that core value. Family unity, no division.
Absolutely. And that's where it becomes so relatable, doesn't it? How do you uphold that vision when material things cause friction?
It's a tough question. How do we keep the legacy true when possessions become contentious?
Well, and the sources draw this really interesting parallel, a gospel passage, Luke 12:13-21. You heard it read at church on August 3rd, which is quite poignant.
Yeah, it's about a man asking Jesus to step into an inheritance fight.
Right. And Jesus refuses to be the judge. Instead, he issues this profound warning about greed.
Saying life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. A direct challenge.
Exactly. And then he tells the parable of the rich fool.
Ah, yes, the parable. It paints this really stark picture, doesn't it? This rich guy. His land produces massively.
So much he doesn't know what to do. He decides, I'll tear down my barns, build bigger ones, store everything up.
Yeah, and then kick back. Tell his soul, relax, eat, drink, be merry. Got it all sorted.
Or so he thinks, because then, boom, God enters the picture, calls him a
The
fool.
fool demands his life that very night.
And asks that chilling question. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?
Oof, that really cuts through the planning, the accumulation.
It does. If we link this back, this ancient wisdom sheds light on, well, the matter of family situation, but also our own relationship with wealth versus values.
It highlights the folly of just hoarding stuff, right? And forgetting about your spiritual life, about being, what does it say? Rich toward God.
Exactly. Being rich toward God. And that's not just about money or charity, is it? It's about investing in things that actually last. Character, relationships, purpose.
Finding fulfillment in connection, not just collection.
Precisely. And even with all these complexities, the sources mention that recent prayer for Maggie Mateo is healing from breast cancer.
Right, which underscores that true legacy often shows up in how we support each other through the really hard times. That mutual support is the
richness.
It truly is.
So, wrapping this up, what's the takeaway for us, for you listening? This deep dive, it feels like a reminder that, yeah, material things are part of life.
They are.